Both over the age of 40, Keith and Christy Hagwood from White House, Tennessee, were shocked to find out last year they were expecting a fourth child.
Having a set of twins the second time around, it was quite shocking to find out when they are 10 and a half, and our oldest daughter is 14 and a half, to be having a baby.
The bigger shock came on February 6th of this year when Christy gave birth to Andrew Preston Hagwood.
You just delivered a baby and then you're laying there. A cardiologist walked in and said, "Your baby has a really bad heart defect and we're not sure if he's going to make it."
Andrew was born with an enlarged heart, and according to doctors, his only chance of survival would be a transplant. His condition was never detected by ultrasound. Christy had a healthy pregnancy and was excited to finally welcome a boy to the family. Doctors at Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville put the newborn on a heart and lung bypass machine while they waited for a donor heart. Dr. Brett Mettler is a pediatric surgeon and director of cardiac transplantation at Vanderbilt. He warned the family the longer Andrew stayed on the so-called ECMO machine, the more likely it was he would run into complications.
Typically, children who are supported on ECMO oftentimes have problems with bleeding. Their brains are very fragile, so we worry about strokes or bleeds in their brain. Long-term, we worry about infection.
Without a new heart, most babies would die on the machine within 2 to 3 weeks. But Andrew was different. 3 weeks later, he was still hanging on. Then 6 weeks passed, and seven. Andrew had broken a record at Vanderbilt as the baby to survive longest on the bypass machine. After 7 weeks, the Hagwood family finally got the news they had been waiting for. A heart was available for Andrew. Andrew's family doesn't know much about the donor family, other than the heart came from out of state and from a baby less than a year old. Again, Dr. Brett Mettler.
It's hard, and I only sympathize with these families, but it's be very challenging to decide to donate or not to donate their organs, because not only do they have to make such an incredible decision, they're also dealing with their own personal loss. And I think for some families, what we found is that it gives them closure. And down the road, as they've learned to cope with their loss, they actually find that they have a whole new relationship and a new family that they're able to meet these recipients. And I think in some ways, while it never makes their loss completely acceptable, it makes it more tolerable.
A few days after the successful transplant, Christy Hagwood finally got the chance at something long overdue.
Our first real hold of getting the rocking in a rocking chair, I thought I would cry through it, and I just couldn't quit smiling.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
Who's that handsome guy?
Now at 10 weeks, Andrew remains in the neonatal intensive care unit at Vanderbilt. His prognosis is good. Before long, Andrew will go home with his family to White House, Tennessee. He'll grow, play, learn, and live, all because of unselfish strangers to whom Andrew's family is forever grateful.
I think about him a lot because I would be praying over Andrew, and I would think about that mom praying over her child dying too, because at that moment, you know, our worlds were the same.
To see pictures of baby Andrew, visit our station website at WKYUFM.org. And to learn more about organ donation, visit donatelife.net. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.